Despite the recession's cut into the market for luxury items like boats, the marina industry is taking on extra expense to learn how to protect the Great Lakes and inland waterways from petroleum spills, sewerage, or stormwater runoff. John Cuckoo is president of the Marina Association and co-owner of Nestegg Marine in Marinette. He says right now the new Clean Marina program is voluntary.
We expected that if we don't voluntarily step up and start addressing some of these concerns, they will come down from the likes of the EPA or the DNR or the Coast Guard.
Cuckoo says Wisconsin and Minnesota have been the only two Great Lakes states without a Clean Marina program.
We don't see that we've got any contaminated or problem areas. It's just something we want to head off in the future.
None of the changes will affect boat owners just yet, but information on upcoming changes will be filtering out at some of the marinas. Cuckoo says, for example, washing a boat is going to drastically change.
Because the cleaning wash water will no longer be able to flow into the Great Lakes. We will be putting out tip sheets for every one of the chapters outlining the things that can and can't be done. And then next spring, when the boats hit the water, that's when a lot of these new requirements will really start taking place.
This year's goal, Cuckoo says, is to get a dozen marinas to sign up for the 80-step process that could also kick in this fall when boats come in for winterizing. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News.